Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Rob Wheeler here from South Hams Radio.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. Listen, it's good of you to talk to us. I know you're on a busy schedule at the moment, and I get the impression you're bouncing down one of our motorways there. So everything going on. How's this tour going?
Yeah. Well, we've played three nights so far, and we've had full houses, you know, overflowing. So real good audiences, and it's been pretty good reception. Yeah, it's been good. Real good.
Excellent. It's been a long time, Dan. We've looked forward to seeing you for some time now. And thank goodness you've come over and seen us. I'd love to have come and caught one of your shows. I'm actually with a friend who came and saw you at Birmingham last Monday evening.
Okay.
And Harry was along. He said it was a great show. And it was, again, it was sold out.
Yeah. It's been that way so far. I think we're real pleased, you know, so far with everything.
That's good. Now,
yeah.
You've got the weekend to look forward to with WOMAD. You've got some gigs there. That's quite a big deal for us, so I hope that goes well for you as well. Quite recently, I watched a very interesting documentary, actually, about the Red Dog Saloon in Virginia City, Nevada.
Huh.
And it was something that was done in about 1990, and I really enjoyed it. And it was very enlightening, actually, as to laid down the sort of foundations.
Yeah.
Tell me, you were on drums with the Charlatans in the beginning, and then had you always played guitar as well, out of interest?
That documentary was done. There was a kind of a reunion, I guess, whenever that was. I think it was a little later than 1990, but... So they had a big reunion in the same spot up there in Virginia City, Nevada, you know. So we had been there in 1965, for the summer, all of us. And, that's when, in 65, when the Charlatans, were going strong. The Charlatans per se, when I was in it, went from about 65 to 68. I had started on drums back in junior high school, actually grade school, when I was about 10 years old, and I picked up the guitar when I was about 20, started playing folk guitar and stuff. So I played mostly drums with the Charlatans, and then I would grab the guitar and step up to the front mic and sing some songs and then go back to the drums. Sort of alternate. So, and then I ended up just staying on guitar there toward the last of my tenure, you know, there in the group. We had a steady drummer. Another guy came in, so I ended up being up there on the guitar, rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
So I guess my interest changed from being wanting to be a jazz rock drummer, you know, to wanting to be a singer, guitar strummer, you know, so it sort of went that way.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting fusion, really, because I was going to ask you about the style of music, because it definitely seems to have roots of jazz and a mix of folk as well, and the whole thing obviously evolved over the many years. And
that's kind of what two musics I gravitate, you know, two types of music I gravitate to. I like the best, I think.
Yeah.
So I kind of combined them, you know. I always liked jazz way when I first started listening to music, and some rock, and but mostly jazz. And then I liked, when I started playing the guitar, I liked all those folk guys, you know.
Sure.
And so that's the two main influences, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
With Beating the Heat, you had some interesting collaborations there with some other artists as well, and quite a fine and varied variety of people. How did they all come to sort of work on the album with you?
Well, I was going to say they each offered me the right amount of money, and I let them be on the album. You know, we worked that out. You know, it was
sure.
I was thinking of a monetary sum, and they were thinking of one, and we came to, we passed little pieces of paper back and forth, and we came to an agreement. they were, all of them were, just, you know, casual acquaintances of mine, and I was a fan of theirs, and so I just kind of, I got a hold of each person and would see if they were interested in the project, you know, maybe doing a tune, send them a little tape, and, you know, it was on a personal kind of level. It wasn't really a lot of my people will talk to your people.
No.
It was more of a personal level, and, talk to people on the phone, and so, you know, just sort of like gradually happened.
Excellent.
You know, each person found time in their busy, busy, busy schedules.
Well, the mutual respect definitely shows, I have to say that.
Oh, cool.
It's good. Now, you've got a new album, I understand. Tell us about that, Dan.
Well, you know, I'm not sure to what you're referring, because new to me is something I'm working on.
That's what I'm referring to.
Okay. Well, about a month ago, we started doing another album, just setting down basic tracks and stuff. And this singer from Manhattan Transfer, his name is Tim Hauser.
I thought there was a connection there because, I'd read somewhere that you were working with Tim, and great respect for Tim.
He's producing it. So he's got a lot of savvy, you know, in the vocal department and swing sound and good ear. And so I think it's going to be pretty cool. We had, we just did some, about 15 songs, I think 12 of which are my originals. So we got quite a few, you know, quite a bit of new material. And just beginning it. So probably around after the first of the year, it'll be available, I'd say.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
I don't know what I'm going to call it. I've been thinking maybe songs for the forehead, you know, but my ideas always get, it's just an experimental, you know, I throw out these names of albums, name titles, you know, just to see. You know, songs for the forehead, you know. Yeah. I don't know if that's gonna, what do you think?
Okay.
What do you think? Is that a good one?
We like it,
think?
Yeah. I'm sitting here with Harry, actually. We like it a lot. That'll do us.
Okay.
That'll do us fine.
Okay.
And one other question we've got. I understand there's a DVD in the pipeline as well, Dan. When are we going to see that?
Now, that's supposed to be, we have that with us, and it's apparently, I don't know where you can find it at this point, but it's out. It's available. In the UK.
Okay.
And it's not due to be out in the United States till September. Maybe it's an hour and a half long or something. It's a concert of a reunion, that I had. Reunion of all the Hot Licks, all the players and different Acoustic Warriors, different names of bands that I've led through the years, and going back way back to high school. I got a couple guys I knew in high school to come up and play, and so it's a big, you know, maybe 45 people on the stage and breaking off into different groups and stuff, and it was filmed, and I was done on my 60th birthday, so that was the occasion, you know.
Oh, okay.
I turned 60, so it was quite the undertaking. And I also got a couple of interviews on the separate track on the DVD. It's got interviews of the band members and stuff. It's got who's on there? Ricky Lee Jones does an interview, I think.
Yeah.
And Elvis Costello.
Okay.
And my old producer Tommy LaPuma. And I guess I'm interviews. I do a little narration thing too, like, you know how they do with directors that will do a film.
Oh yes.
You know he'll walk you through it and he'll say, oh yes, we chose that location.
Oh, okay. So you can choose that audio track and listen to the narration.
I just sit there and you know, yeah, just comment, running commentary. So it's I don't know. I haven't actually viewed it myself because we just haven't had time. We just got the CD in our, I mean the DVD in our hands a couple of days ago. So that's around. I think it's called I don't know, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks and Friends or something.
Okay, well, that's interesting. We'll have a look for that and see if we can see if we find it.
It should be different, let's say.
Excellent. Well, we've got a good band there with you, and I know there's been some great reports on the shows. So,
good. Yeah, we've got the violin, mandolin, and bass, string bass, and jazz guitar guy, and me, and of course what I call the Lickettes, the lady singers.
Excellent.
And as a matter of fact, we have a Lickette here that would like to say hello. Just a minute, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? This is Susan Rabin.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm great.
Jolly good. Well, it's lovely to talk to you. We've just been chatting to Dan about old days and current days, actually, and just catching up. You may well have ran into a friend of mine who's sitting with me right now, a chap
Who's
called
that?
Harry, who was at the Birmingham gig on Monday.
Oh, Harry.
Hey, Susan. How are you doing, honey?
Oh, really good. I get to travel with Dan Hicks. How good could that be, huh?
That's sweet. Susan, that was such a beautiful gig. Everybody enjoyed it. And you were so gracious to us afterwards, and I want to thank you for a great gig. That was good.
Oh, certainly. Any time, and we'll do it again.
And you and Robin worked so hard on stage, pinning down the percussion and doing the backing vocals and doing those hot, hot moves.
We want to do it all really well. We don't want any of the guys in the band to say, oh, they're just chick singers. You know what I mean?
No, and you've earned everybody's respect, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. You want to speak to Dan again now?
Yeah, thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Sure. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, love.
Hello, Rob.
Okay, Dan. Well, that's really kind of you to talk. Listen, don't leave us so long to come next time, will you? Because it's been a long, long time since you've been over here.
We're just getting our toes wet here.
Of course you are. Well, just come back again soon. I know you've got more gigs to go, and I know they're all going to be successful.
Okay.
Have a great time at WOMAD.
Thanks a lot for your time.
You're most welcome.
All right.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.